RCMP Staff Sergeant Stefan Toms of the Federal Serious and Organized Crime, and Staff Sergeant Stephen Conahan join us live in studios. Now, Sergeant Conahan, you are part of the criminal investigation team with the RCMP. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us live in studio.
You're welcome.
I don't know who to ask first. Who can give me the best snapshot of this Operation Barbarian?
Operation Barbarian was a four-month investigation that was conducted by the RCMP's Federal Serious and Organized Crime Unit, as well as the Grand Falls-Windsor Detachment. And essentially it gathered evidence in regards to organized crime, drug trafficking, and linkages in central Newfoundland.
Staff Sergeant Toms, what gives? Why is there so much cocaine being moved around in central Newfoundland?
Cocaine seems to be a very popular drug within Newfoundland right now. There's quite a bit of usage rate, and as long as there's supply for cocaine, demand for cocaine, there's always going to be organized crime present to try and make a profit off it.
How big of a win is this in terms of stopping illegal drugs flowing into the province?
It's a very successful disruption of the Outlaws motorcycle gang and their support club, the Fallen Few. We've been able to gather enough evidence to arrest six individuals that are either directly members of the Outlaws or associates of. It's certainly put a dent in their activities, and we're going to continue to be vigilant to identify their drug trafficking networks and continue to pursue prosecutions in result of them.
Staff Sergeant Stephen Conahan, I know this is your area of expertise because I've attended conferences where you've led the charge in the past, but how big of a threat are motorcycle gangs in this province?
Well, obviously we consider outlaw motorcycle gangs to be a serious threat here in the province. The Canadian Integrated Response to Organized Crime has determined that outlaw motorcycle gangs are the single largest public threat out there. So we've been doing our part here in the province with regards to enforcement of their activities.
So they do have a foothold in this province once more.
Certainly, they've been in existence, especially in Central. We've had a chapter of the Bacchus and two chapters of the Outlaws for some time, and the Bacchus also have a chapter here in Conception Bay South. So routinely, we do enforcement activities. Typically, we see that heightened during the summer because that's when they have their motorcycles out. That's where when there are more visible presence. But people have to be mindful of the fact that just because they're not riding their motorcycles doesn't mean that they cease to exist. And obviously throughout the winter season here in Newfoundland and Labrador, they're still active.
And what can you tell us about those who were arrested?
Well, what I can tell you is we had a full patch member of the Outlaws. We had probationary member of the Outlaws, as well as four members of the Fallen Few, which are their support club. Basically, they're basically in existence solely for the benefit of the mother club, right? So they're doing activities that will help bolster the position of the Outlaws MC here in the province.
And is there something about 30 people in the Outlaws motorcycle club at a time? Is there Staff Sergeant Toms, can you explain that?
Well,
is there a limit?
Through the course of the investigation, we gathered enough information to be able to get a judicial authorization to execute a search warrant at the clubhouse. We'd identified that cocaine trafficking was taking place there. When we entered the place, there was what appeared to be a party going on, and that's how 30 people ended up being in the clubhouse at the time.
Wow. So were they all members of the gang, or were there innocent members of the community involved in this as well?
There were members of both the Fallen Few and the Outlaw Motorcycle Club there, and other people were those just associating with the club and partying with the club.
And I have to ask, what is the, like, why Grand Falls, Windsor? It seems like this is a hot spot. Would I be correct in saying that, Staff Sergeant Conahan?
Well, the Outlaws have been in existence in Central since 2012, the Bacchus since 2011, and they've maintained a presence there. Grand Falls, Windsor is working class people, blue collar, good people. There's good people. And sadly, these guys decided that that's where they were going to establish their foothold. And they maintained a presence there. And they're trying to, obviously, bolster their image by selling their support gear and whatnot in the community. So, I mean, my message to the public would be don't support them. Don't buy their support gear. Don't fill their coffers. And, you know, and that helps us with the fight. And also, if there's anything of concern that comes your way, report it to the local detachment, because the local detachment in Grand Falls, Windsor is engaged with them on a daily basis. And, of course, we're in constant contact.
And do you think that you've shut this down permanently now in the Grand Falls, Windsor area?
Well, certainly this is a huge disruption. I wouldn't say that we've shut them down, but it's definitely a major disruption to the group.
So would I be correct in saying that the investigation continues?
Our investigation is continuing in this matter, and we'll continue, as I said, to pursue any evidence of their trafficking networks and activities.
Wow. Anything else that you'd like to get out there? How worried should the general public be about motorcycle gang activity?
The general public should be concerned if they're in their community. We'd certainly appreciate any information provided by the public to help us in our investigations. For the most part, the activities of outlaw motorcycle gangs, the violence and crime associated tends to stay within their environment, but if you are associating and hanging around with them, of course you're going to increase your risk. But again, our job is to continue to mitigate that risk by pursuing criminal charges against the organization.
And of course, people can report activity anonymously, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Where can they do that, Sergeant Toms?
They can contact our we have a tips line, which they can contact as well with Steve Conahan, Staff Sergeant Conahan, to talk about, but as well talk to any member of the police within your community. Once they advise they want to provide some information, if they want to have an anonymity, we will protect that anonymity.
Staff Sergeant Stefan Toms and Staff Sergeant Steve Conahan, thank you so much for coming in and breaking this down for us and giving us a little bit more detail on this.
Thank you.